Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A house fire in Chester County this morning has left one person dead and a firefighter injured. KYW Sunny Morgan has the details.
Officials say they were dispatched just after 11 a.m. to a townhome on the 500 block of Foxwood Lane in Easttown Township. According to Justin McClure, the deputy director of fire services for Chester County, a family member told firefighters as they arrived that someone was still inside.
The fire department entered the home and found a fire in the basement, and while they were putting the fire out in the basement, they found a person deceased.
McClure says the townhome is connected to other buildings, but the fire was contained inside the basement in some of the first floor.
There was one firefighter that sustained a minor injury, and they were transported to a local area hospital, and they're expected to be released.
Officials say the fire was brought under control within 20 minutes of arrival. The identity of the deceased is being withheld amid an investigation. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The first snowfall of the season expected to get going tonight across our area. The National Weather Service says most of the region will see a total of 1 to 3 inches, but we could get up to 6 inches total in some areas starting around 7 p.m. this evening. PennDOT's Brad Rudolph says they're already preparing the roads.
Our preparations have already begun. They began as early as yesterday in some of the counties. We're performing some anti-icing or brining on some of the secondary and majors.
And he says once the snowfall starts, expect to see a lot of trucks treating the roads.
It'll be a full call out of all of our state trucks, which is about 165 state trucks in the 5-county region. And then we have the ability to call about 260, 265 contractor trucks. We plan to use a majority of those, so we're looking at over 400 trucks across the region.
Snow is expected to fall until mid-morning tomorrow, just before the Eagles game. New Jersey's Department of Transportation encouraging drivers to take extra time if they have to be on the roads this weekend. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small took the witness stand yesterday, testifying in his trial for alleged child abuse. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from the Atlantic County Courthouse.
Mayor Small's testimony began tearfully as he recounted the relationship with his daughter, saying they went from the best of friends and inseparable to a fractured relationship once she started dating her boyfriend. He says they began to drift apart when he and his wife saw explicit videos and text messages between the couple. He said numerous times that despite their arguments and as he described a living nightmare in their home, he never hit or abused her. During cross-examination, prosecutors wanted to hone in on an incident with a broom. The daughter testified that she was struck multiple times over the head. Mayor Small says there was a struggle over the broom and that she fell down when he pushed her. She lost consciousness for about 10 seconds. The prosecutor asked if he took her to the hospital for evaluation. That didn't happen for 3 days. Once examined, doctors and nurses found no injuries, no abnormal marks, or signs of trauma. Small ended his testimony by pleading with the jury through tears to understand how difficult this has been on him and their family, and he said he hopes to get his daughter back someday and to live happily ever after. At the Atlanta County Courthouse, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
For the last 6 years, the law enforcement community has come together every holiday season to raise money to honor Philadelphia Highway Patrol Officer Andy Chan, severely injured in the line of duty back in 2019. Chan tragically passed away last week. KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us organizers thought they'd cancel the event this year, but Chan's family said going ahead with it is what he would have wanted.
Jack Costello says he never met Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, but the stories he's heard since working with Chan's family, he'll never forget.
He had a smile that would light up a room, and everybody knew him. He was so energetic.
They also both went to Roman Catholic, but in different years. Costello first met Chan's family as part of his organization, Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
When a tragedy occurs, we're there within days to get money to the family for whatever they need, funeral expenses, bills, groceries, anything.
Chan was severely injured after a car crashed into his motorcycle in Northeast Philly back in 2019. That year, Costello's foundation and the Chan family created the block party to honor Andy and raise money for his family. As it grew, Costello says the family wanted other families of fallen or injured first responders to also benefit.
We're using this to get together to celebrate Andy's life and in his spirit raise money for other families of fallen officers.
Costello says the goal for the sixth year is to raise $100,000. 10 other families of fallen officers are also benefiting, including the families of 3 fallen Northern New York County detectives, Mark Baker, Cody Becker, and Isaiah Emenheiser. In Northern Liberties, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
It's not exactly the Polar Express, but SEPTA is hosting a transit-themed holiday event for families in Center City. KYW's Connor Barkon takes us there.
SEPTA's first ever Jingle Rails interactive holiday experience at SEPTA headquarters at 13th and Market Street was a draw for families like Gavin and his son Antonio from South Philly.
He's an avid SEPTA fan. He loves going on all the buses, all the subways. And we heard about the event, so we had to check it out.
4-year-old Antonio practiced coloring at the Arts and Crafts Station.
Antonio, what are you coloring today?
A bus.
You coloring a bus?
Yeah.
How'd you choose those colors?
It's going to be rainbow.
Before entering the building, guests could say hello to Clark Griswold as the Christmas Vacation-themed winner of this year's holiday bus design contest was on display. The first 50 children who visited received free holiday swag bags. Manager of Experiential Design with SEPTA, Allie Floyd, helped organize the event.
We literally had a line. At 10, we had about 25 people in line.
SEPTA's pop-up store, which sells SEPTA-branded clothing and gifts, is offering a 10% discount throughout the day. At SEPTA headquarters, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.